And so you followed me. More teeth. That's right. Yeah, she said. Why are you looking around at the fence? What's in there? I'm sure that under ordinary circumstances, I would have thought of this before. But I pled duress. It truly didn't occur to me until that very moment. But when it did, it was like a small and painful light flashing on. When did you pick me up? At my house? At what time? Why do you keep changing the subject? Something's in there, huh? Detective, please. This could be very important. When and where did you start to follow me? She studied me for a minute, and I began to realize that I had, in fact, underestimated her. There was a great deal more to this woman than political instinct. She really did seem to have something extra. I was still not convinced that any of it was intelligence, but she did have patience, and sometimes that was more important than smarts in her line of work. She was willing to simply wait and watch me and keep repeating her question until she got an answer. And then she would probably ask the same question a few more times, wait and watch some more to see what I would do. Ordinarily, I could outwit her, but I couldn't possibly outwait her, not tonight. So I put on my best humble face and repeated myself. Please, detective. She stuck her tongue out again and then finally put it away. Okay, she said. When your sister was gone for a few hours and no word where, I started to think maybe she's up to something. And I know she can't do anything herself, so where would she go? She arched an eyebrow at me, then continued in a triumphant tone. To your place, that's where, to talk with you. She bobbed her head, pleased with her deductive logic. And so I think about you for a while. How you're always showing up and looking, even when you don't have to. How you figure out those serial killers sometimes. Except this one. And then how you fuck me over with that stupid list, make me look stupid, push me on the fucking floor. Her face looked harder, a little older again for a moment. Then she smiled and went on. I said something out loud in my office, and Sergeant Doak says, I told you about him, but you don't listen. And all of a sudden, it's your big, handsome face all over the place, and it shouldn't be. She shrugged. So I went to your place, too. When? At what time? Did you notice? Nah, she says. But I'm only there like 20 minutes, and then you come out and play with your faggot Barbie doll, and then drive over here. 20 minutes. So she hadn't been there in time to see who or what had taken Deborah. And quite probably, she was telling the truth and had simply followed me to see... to see what? But why follow me at all? She shrugged. You're connected to this thing. Maybe you didn't do it, I don't know. But I'm going to find out. And some of what I find is going to stick to you. What's in there, in those boxes? You going to tell me, or are we just going to stand here all night?